Most Chamber of Commerce speakers focus on a single topic. But what if your guest is a lifelong Sitkin, taking the pulse from every corner of civic life? If you're Mayor Matthew Hunter, you open the floor for questions.
I'm just here to answer questions and have a general discussion with anyone who wishes to give ideas for how to make Sitka better in particular.
And did they? As the crowd of 50 munched on fish tacos and mulled over Sitka's financial future, Hunter talked at length about external pressures, like the rising cost of health insurance and the erosion of state dollars that require citizens to pay more in taxes to keep Sitka the way it is. While visiting his girlfriend in Texas, he was amazed that 20% of the hotel bill was from taxes alone. This got him thinking.
We could use a portion of our bed tax funds to cover Centennial Hall operations, or maybe groundskeeping along the Seawalk, or things like that that could reduce our load on our general fund and allow us to swallow more of these healthcare increases and state government cuts.
Though short in operating dollars, the city has millions in savings. Hunter quoted City Administrator Mark Gorman in saying that the city is rich, but it's very poor, meaning that every cent is committed to maintaining infrastructure, like harbors and roads, for future generations. Speaking from the audience, Corey Baggin wondered if all those savings were necessary.
When I was a child, we had dirt roads. I didn't die. I grew up here, and everything was fine. We had a lot of people here, a lot of people working. I'm afraid if we don't bring industry into this community, there's no point.
Roger Hames asked if the city was looking into privatizing or contracting out some of its services. Hunter said they had. The scrapyard was recently privatized and was open to suggestions. He added he's frustrated as anyone with the rise in living expenses and how tough it can be for a young family to make ends meet.
It is very tough to see people choose to move elsewhere and have one of those reasons be financial.
One benchmark of this is dwindling student population in the Sitka School District. Enrollment peaked the same year the mill closed, a little under 1,900 students. Now, enrollment hovers just below 1,300. It's a problem the community knows well, but there are solutions being explored, particularly around affordable housing. Travis Vaughn, owner of Baranoff Realty, announced they want to bring a float home to Sitka this summer and have the old forestry building under contract to build a new apartment complex. This seemed to hearten many in the audience, including the mayor.
Oh. We've had it under contract for about 8 months. We're going through feasibility studies. We're kind of really getting close to the project, either working or not working.
That will depend, Vaughn said, on convincing investors. The planning department is scoping out No Name Mountain, where some citizens have expressed interest in a rock quarry. So the ball is rolling on various projects, but Hunter encouraged anyone with ideas to come forward.
If there's city land that someone wants, make an offer. Anything is potentially for sale. The entire, all the city property is potentially for sale.
That was Hunter's main message, that Sitka's future will be shaped by the investment and input of citizens. He said at one point, "This is just my two cents, and I'm just one person." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.